This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 6th of September. Warwickshire were crowned LB County Champions a little after lunch on the third day at New Road, as they bowled Worcestershire out for 209 in their second innings, to win by an innings and 202 runs. Nottinghamshire needs 347 to win on the final day at the Oval, having bowled Surrey out for 304 in their second innings. Spinners Graham White and Sam Wood shared 7 Surrey wickets between them, as Xander De Bruyne and Gary Wilson both made half centuries and added 90 for the 6th wicket. An interesting final day is also in store at Hove, where Somerset closed on 155 for 4 in pursuit of 396 to win. Marcus Viscothic and Al Sapir had added 147 for the first wicket, but Steve McGoffin struck 3 times just before the close, after Monty Panesar bowled Viscothic for 71. A draw looks the likely result at Lord's, as Middlesex closed on 129 for 2 in their second innings, after finally bowling Lancashire out for 448 in their first. Carl Brown top score with 78 for the visitors, while Gareth Cross hit 59 off only 35 balls to help them claim an important fourth batting bonus point. Yorkshire went up to second in Division 2 after wrapping up victory over Glamorgan with a day to spare at Headingley. They bowled the visitors out for just 182 in their second innings to set themselves a none too challenging target of 111. Stephen Patterson ended with 4 wickets for Yorkshire, while Adam Lyth hit 50 in the run chase as they won by 8 wickets. Gloucestershire remain at the foot of Division 2, in spite of recording a comprehensive 207-run win over Northamptonshire on the third day at Bristol. Liam Norwell took 5 for 51 to help bowl the visitors out for 224, after they had been set 432 to win, by dismissing the home side for 311 in the morning. David Sales and Andrew Hall both hit half-centuries in Northamptonshire's run chase, although they were all out for 224 to fall comfortably short. Derbyshire endured a frustrating third day against Kent at Canterbury. First, they had to overcome the displeasure at James Treadwell being allowed to replace Adam Riley, despite initially being told that he wouldn't be able to do so, and then they had to watch Kent rack up 342 for 8 in their second innings prior to declaring. Sam Northeast scored a large proportion of those runs, falling 11 short of his highest first-class score in making 165. The visitors then lost Wayne Mazin to the fourth ball of their run chase, and closed on 30 for 1 in pursuit of 404 to win. Hampshire looked destined to fail in pursuit of the victory which had helped them considerably in their promotion quest, as they closed on 73 for 3 after being set 427 to win by Essex. Ryan Tenderscart and James Foster backed up Owais Shah's century yesterday with a pair of brisk half-centuries today, as Essex were bowled out for the formidable second innings total of 475.